Welcome back to the Kardashians After Show, y'all. Not only are we recapping tonight's episode, but we're also spilling the news and gossip tea. You don't want to miss it.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz...
They had the fake orgasms and shit.
Y'all, this song. Kanye's new song with Lil Pump.
Hate to say it, it's a bop, though.
You're such a fake boy. Hey. I love it.
Hey.
You're such a fake boy.
I love it.
Okay.
Hey. I gotta hope that Amber Rose plays this during her slut walk.
It's coming up soon, too. This song, the music video, really gets to me. I mean, for those who haven't seen it, they're just Lil Pump and Kanye are just these huge, what would you even call them?
They're like little, they look like those little toys. What I do love, because at the beginning of the song, he sampled Adele, and she's a comedian, but she's in the video. So I did like that they put her in the video.
Okay.
Adele?
Not Adele.
Oh, okay.
She's I think it's Adele Gibbons. I may be saying it wrong, but she's a comedian from, like, Queens of Comedy. Like,
oh.
They did Kings of Comedy. She's from Queens of Comedy. He sampled her voice.
Okay.
And then she's in the video. So I thought that was really dope.
I like it. Okay, yeah. We had to, you know, start off with some new Kanye up in here. Thank y'all so much for tuning in to our after show with the Kardashians. My name is Rachel, and with me I got Nakia.
Hey, girl, hey.
And I got Zach with me, too.
Hi, guys.
We have a full show, so we're going to get right into it, starting with the recap of tonight's episode, Keeping Up with the Kardashians. This is episode 5.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Episode 5, season 15. And so we're just going to get right to it with Scott and Courtney and how their drama is still continuing with how to deal with co-parenting.
Family for you.
Yeah, right? Exactly. And so they were together at the Christmas party, which we saw last episode, that mm-hmm. they, you know, it was kind of awkward. Eunice was there, and, you know, they...
Eunice.
Don't talk.
Eunice is not a sexy name.
Sounds like my Aunt Eunice.
Yeah.
And so I'm sure where he's from, it probably sounds more beautiful the way it's supposed to be, like, said. When mm-hmm. you just say Eunice.
Look, the no Eunice is going to make me moan. It's not going to happen.
Eunice. Yes, but so like, what are y'all...
Like, screech when you say it.
I love it. What are y'all's opinion on Scott introducing Mason to his girlfriend?
So I actually have an unpopular opinion.
Okay.
And I'm actually Team Courtney.
Are you?
Same.
Really?
Okay. I am Team Courtney.
Yeah. I think he, like, it's such a delicate thing when you're introducing, like, as a mom, like, mm-hmm. when there's a new woman that's being introduced into your kid's life, it's so delicate. And Scott, knowing Courtney's history and knowing how she responds to certain things and knowing that she's very controlling in some cases, like, he should have let her know the day of or the mm-hmm. night before or just, like, right before it actually happened to make sure the communication was clear.
Mm-hmm.
I totally agree. And I think Chris hit it on the nail the second time. Not the first time she was shading her daughter. But the second time when she explained to him, because she's absolutely right. Like, the kids, when you're the mom, well, most of the time when you're the mom, the kids live with you full time.
Right.
And it's a little bit different when I introduce the kids to my boyfriend, because I have control. I control the narrative because they're with me full time.
Mm-hmm.
When my kids go off to their dad's house, it's a little different because I can't control the narrative. You want your kids to be safe. And I mean, this isn't just a normal girlfriend. Like,
right.
She's Sophia Richie, and weirdly, they have a weird history together, so I understand where she's coming from. She's like, look, I just want you to communicate. And yeah. I think had he had just said, look, Sophia's at the house, the kids are coming over, I would love for the kids to meet her.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's just like it. A heads up rather than the fact that it's already happened.
Yeah.
Just a heads up. But yeah. I'm Team Courtney on that one.
I also found it interesting that her name was never mentioned.
Ever.
Like, exactly. Ever. This entire season. Like, that's the same for Eunice, too. They don't really mention
his
name.
His name has been brought up on the show before, though.
Yeah. Okay.
Whereas... like, they didn't say Sophia's name.
At all.
And you could tell, like, in the actual conversation, like, her name was brought up, but he would say, like, her in mm-hmm. reference to mm-hmm. her. And, like, they just, for whatever reason, I don't know if it's, like, a legal thing where she doesn't want to be a part of the show at all.
Because I remember a couple episodes ago when Scott was talking to cousin Cece, Aunt Cece, about her. Like, exactly.
Yeah.
She's not mentioned at all. But I guess you're right. Eunice has been mentioned here and there. And we saw him. I saw when the cameras went to the Christmas party.
Yeah.
I saw Eunice's face.
Yes. But you know what? Also, I mean, the girls are executive producers of mm-hmm. the show. This is their show.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it could be a thing where she's like, I don't want her name even mentioned on
mm-hmm.
the show.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, the history, like, Eunice and Sophia... are weirdly, or they were friends.
Right.
So that's why I'm like, the four of them have this weird...
And Kendall, too.
And Kendall
is her friend.
Yeah.
So it's this weird history. I think it's low-key where the girls are like, no.
Right.
She will not be mentioned.
Yeah. Well, because I thought Baltimore. I remembered. I
the
thought
name that shall not be mentioned.
No name.
She who shall not
I
be named.
I thought there were news about her potentially going to be on the show.
Yeah, I heard the so same rumors I that thought, she was considering signing a contract with the production company.
I thought we would see her by now. Honestly,
I wonder.
All right, maybe in a little bit. Yeah, maybe
Courtney,
in a little while.
You know, her sisters are very protective. Though they fight a lot, one thing about them, they will protect their sister.
Oh, for sure.
So it could be a thing where Courtney was like, I don't know if I want to report. And Kim and Chloe were like, well, it's fine.
Yeah.
And it could be a thing where her dad, Lionel Richie, is probably like, I don't even want you a part of that show.
I know.
I don't know.
I feel like that would make her do it more.
True.
She's like such an in spite of her dad right now.
Very
right?
true. Very true.
Right? And so... Not only were Scott and Courtney talking, but they also had horseback riding with Kendall talking. So I also love getting, you know, the sister point of view and all. But Scott, he made it seem like it was okay because she's done it to him.
Right.
And that Eunice was introduced to the children. So is it like two wrongs make a right? Like,
but when
how does
he was
that.
Talking to Chris, he did say that. They accidentally met Eunice.
Yeah.
That, like,
yeah,
okay. when the meeting actually happened, like, it wasn't intentional or supposed to happen. He, I mean, I don't know how that accidentally happened. I feel like Courtney's a little, like, very controlling over the circumstances. But Scott said that it happened accidentally, and that's why he was more understanding of how it all happened.
It's very tricky. I just wish that Scott would, I mean, now, towards the end, they both got it because they communicated with each other. But it's one of those things where it's like, I'm the mom and they live with me 24/7. So when my boyfriend does come, yes, I should communicate with you, but it was by accident. Don't try to do a tit for tat type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
We said we were going to do it after the new year. It is after the new year, but we still have to talk. Like, I think she was probably like, I didn't mean January 1st, Scott. I meant like after the new year.
Yeah, 12:01 on New Year's Eve.
I think she meant like, let's talk about it and then we'll figure out a plan. Like, I don't think she's opposed to it. I just think... You know, it's still new for him to meet a new girl with the kids, and she's really young, too.
Yeah, and that's, like, not creating the most stable relationship environment. Like, granted, they've been together for a while, but when you're with somebody that's that young, like, I can't necessarily say I see them being together for the next 40 years and him putting a ring on it.
Same. Now, they're getting married. Cool, whatever. Then it's one of those things where it's like, now as the mom, you have to be like, all right, now my kids will be in this new family, but I see where she's coming from.
I also loved their therapy talk, where it's like, I guess that you were doing this for this reason.
I assume you're upset with me because of this. It's like, oh, it's
interesting. I'm going to start talking like that in real life now.
I mean, it's like, okay.
But I love that they're in therapy. I love that part of it. Like, don't people say about Courtney, like, she's controlling, whatever, whatever. But I love that they both are taking the steps for their kids, because they both love their kids. So I love that they're in therapy.
And, I mean, is it possible to get carpal tunnel by taking too many selfies?
Let's see.
Let's try it out, y'all.
Those who are listening and can't see, we're all trying to take a selfie.
I mean, there have been minutes where, like, my, like, in here, like, it has gotten a little, like, stiff and started to hurt a little bit. And I'm like, okay, there's something. I need to put my phone down.
Sometimes I have to do those exercises because sometimes my hands will start to hurt. And I'm like, gosh, I hope I'm not getting carpal tunnel. But I feel like our generation and, like, just people now are going to get it more because back then people had cell phones, but you weren't taking selfies. It was just a flip phone. It was a regular phone to call. But everyone's
well,
like,
well, I don't know.
Now.
You had to use your fingers a lot more. You'd be like, 1, 2, 3, A, 1, 2, 3, C.
Or that snake.
Damn it, go back.
That snake game. Ooh.
Yeah, I just love how she had someone, camera crew, Paxi, help with taking selfies. That was pretty incredible. Impressive.
I love
personal Patty. Selfie assistant.
That is creative right there.
Very creative, but if I'm doing that, you have to pay me a lot of money.
Yeah.
Because I'm not holding
We were like falling into the lake for her.
Yeah.
Right, she got dirty.
And if I was Paxi, I would go back to my production company and be like, so.
I
gotta redo that invoice.
When's that raise? Or is she paying me for this?
Yeah.
Right?
Gotta work the phalanges.
And the biggest attribute that happened on today's show was the family feud. I mean, I think it was perfect that the Kardashians and Wes were on this Family Feud. And did y'all know that the Kardashians had played Family Feud before versus the Sanders?
No. I did. No.
You did
a
know
long,
this?
A long time ago. I used to be really, really, really obsessed with Kim Kardashian. I used to follow her every move, and I did know that she was on Family Feud.
Oh, my gosh. This was before Instagram, where I could follow that.
Yeah, it was like when they had their, like, the same dress, but it was like all in a very different primary color.
Yes.
Like one had red, one had blue, one had green.
I remember that, so that's why I was happy that they were going to be on this new Family Feud, because I'm like, I remember she was on there. Yeah. Very 2007, very 2006.
Yeah.
What I love the most is how serious Khloé was.
Right?
About this. I'm like, guys, it's just a game.
I love it.
Khloé was ready. She was so pissed that Kim was changing teams.
I know. She thought they were going to lose.
Uh-huh. But I didn't realize originally the Hiltons were going to be playing against them.
That would have been funny.
Oh, my gosh.
That would have been great.
I'm curious to know why they actually backed out.
I wonder, right? Because I would love to see Paris against her old BFF.
Oh, my gosh.
Best friend again, Kim.
Yeah. I know that they're on good terms now.
Right.
But, you know, there was always just, like, that gray, like...
like, tension with those two. Like, they're
tension.
But you know that they had beef because they were friends.
Exactly.
So when I see them commenting on each other's posts, I'm like, really? Interesting.
It is interesting. Well, and then, like, there was the photo shoot Paris Hilton did where she, like, reenacted all of Kim Kardashian's looks with the blonde wig and everything that I just found... Like, I think she kind of has to eat humble pie and realize, like, Kim really has surpassed her, and she can either be bitter about it or she can be in the inner circle.
It's pretty obvious that Kim has surpassed her, but, I don't think Kim, you know, forgets where she came from, and that was Paris's closet.
Yeah, literally.
Being Paris's assistant from the get-go.
Isn't that amazing?
Some people forget that. It's like, that's where Kim started.
I didn't realize she was on The Simple Life.
Yes.
She had like a little
cameo.
Yeah, she was.
She
was the homie, and she was her stylist and her assistant. And
that's crazy.
I remember those days. Yeah. Like, I remember them when Nicole and Paris were fighting.
Yeah.
She'd have Kim with her, and they were on these red carpets, and Kim would wear like the velour suits. And to see them now, I'm like, wow. Times have
come a long way, but that just goes to show that you should treat everyone with respect.
Regardless,
because I don't think Paris thought that the Kardashians were going to completely surpass her, and you should just always
be
friends.
Paris is still richer, so I don't think she cares.
Wait, you think Paris is?
Yes, Paris from the Hilton line.
Oh, because of the Hilton name.
Yes.
Well, I don't know anymore.
No. And she has so many businesses. She has like cosmetic lines and perfume lines. Like, she's not big here in the U.S. anymore.
Yeah.
But internationally,
all the time.
She's like.
How popular she is, she's not as popular as Kim, but they have the Hilton line, they have way more money than, and they come from money.
Yeah, they
like,
come, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Her doghouse is the size of probably Kim's mansion. That's no shade.
Yeah.
It's just that the Hiltons, they
really
come from money
that.
And will always continue to come from money.
And her products still, like, not in the U.S., but, like, internationally, her perfumes, like, sell out.
Interesting.
So she's, I
like,
think
she
she's
just launched a new one like a couple weeks ago. Yeah. She's still doing her
thing. She's DJing all over the country.
She's living her best life.
Yeah.
But it would have been cool to see the Hiltons versus the Kardashians.
That would have been great.
I loved it. And so Jonathan got brought into the mix because they needed an extra person on the Kardashian team. Because MJ, the grandma, wasn't sure if she could make it, if she was feeling well that day. Poor Jonathan. They flew him out from Miami after eating
on a
50...
Red eye.
After eating 50 burgers with Guy Ferrari and doing a segment about his food godness. And so he shows up, and basically Kim and Khloé are like, we don't really need him here, but what do? They had to get Steve Harvey in the mix.
That's
the
crazy.
Actual host, like... That doesn't happen unless you are someone that needs to make sure things get settled.
It was a family feud behind the scenes of Family Feud.
But Kim got everybody in this mix. But Kim doesn't like confrontation, so she wasn't going to fix it. But I'm like, Kim, you have to fix
it. You did
this, Jonathan's your friend.
Yes.
MJ's your grandma. You left and went to the West family, so now you have to figure this out. But for the host to come and be like, I'll figure it out. Let's get the producer.
Let me get my EP in here.
Exactly. But the Family Feud show aired a couple months ago. So seeing that, and I realized, why is there 6 versus 5? And what originally Steve Harvey said was like, MJ showed up and there was no way I wasn't going to have her come out or to stay behind the scenes. So I had her come out. And I was like, okay, that makes sense. But I'm like.
But it was kind of random.
It was so random. Right. In my head, I was like, then why wouldn't someone else,
step out? Yeah.
And but now I know there was some family feud behind the scenes at Family Feud.
Family Feud.
Wow. I was not expecting it like that.
I do have to say, I think this is kind of MJ's fault, though.
Is it?
Like, she didn't confirm. She didn't answer her phone. She wasn't like, yeah, I'm in. She was like, maybe. But, like, she wasn't, like, if you can't commit, then, girl, you're out.
She's
right?
a grandma. She's like, I don't know how I'm going to
If you yeah. can't commit, girl, you're out.
But I think, bless her I heart. Think going forward, Kim should have said to Jonathan, just to give you a heads up, my grandma was a part of the original plan. She may or may not be there. So
and
when
I
you
think
do
he
fly,
would have opted out.
He would have probably said, right? I think it would have been easier for him to be like, okay, cool. Mm-hmm. I don't mind flying home, but I'll sit this one out. I just think it's the communication part. And just let MJ know, MJ, Grant, if you're not feeling too good, we're going to have Jonathan fly from Miami. Because I think it would have been easier for her if they told her no.
If she
would
have
been like, you know what? I'll sit this one out.
Yeah. But she wasn't answering her phone.
No, I mean, like, even at the show, like, they could have gotten in contact with their grandma.
And they didn't let Jonathan know any of this.
No.
Was going. He was in hair and makeup the whole time.
Yeah.
I think had they let him know there, he would have been like, no, MJ can go.
Yeah.
I will sit out.
I was like, poor Jonathan.
Stands, yeah.
He's my stomach probably hurts. He's tired.
Exactly.
He's all bloated. He doesn't want to go on TV anyway.
But I feel like I didn't... Do you think he would have pushed back, though, if they're like, hey, actually, Jonathan, you're out?
No.
I think he would have been happy to, like, sit that one out.
I think he would have been like, y'all made me fly on a red eye.
I think he would have felt away, but I think if they said MJ, the grandmother, mm-hmm. I think he would have respected
it. You can't compete with grandma.
No. But that's why I said Kim should have told him beforehand, like... My grandma might come just to give you a heads up, but we'll still fly you home.
Right.
Because it would have been easy to, like, let him down. Same thing with MJ.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I like that Kanye was like, so, who cares? Jonathan will be fine. Like, poor Jonathan.
And Kanye was like, I'm not going to let one of my family members step out for Jonathan,
like,
who's always on TV.
Yeah, he's like, this is their first time on TV. I'm not taking this away from them.
Right.
Because of Jonathan. So I like that Steve and the EP was like, you know what? We'll just do
we'll
six
make it
against
work.
Five.
Yeah,
we'll make it work, and it worked.
Yeah,
it was
really
cute.
It was great. I liked it. And so, something that they did not show on this episode that was on the Family Feud is that the Kardashians actually won. So it was the Kardashians versus the West. Yeah. The Kardashian team won. Kim wasn't on that side. She went over to the West side with Kanye, but the Kardashians won. Khloe, Kendall, Kris, Jonathan, and all them. And at the end of Family Feud, they do. I'm not sure what it was called, like the mega, like where they do the like the two people on
survey,
the survey.
That's
question.
Not sudden death. That sudden death is when they have to compete because they're tied.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, but it's that like final,
the final white when they get the
put
money.
Someone in the back.
Yes,
and
this was for the Children's Hospital. I'm surprised they didn't mention that.
Yeah.
This was a Children's Hospital charity Family Feud. So whoever won, that money went to the Los Angeles Children's Hospital. But the very end. The Kardashians won, but so originally it was going to be Khloe and Kendall doing the two, but they're like, we know how much Kim and Kanye love this show.
Aww.
We want to let them do it. And so it was pretty cool
that
they
nice.
Let them do it. I'm surprised they
and
didn't show
all,
that.
I mean, they're all a family anyway, so at the end of the day, they all win.
Yeah.
Most of the children's hospital.
Exactly.
But that's cool that they let them do that.
Yeah, I think Khloe just wanted to win to be like, haha, but I guess y'all can have your spotlight.
You lost twice.
Right?
Thank you.
Exactly. So that was a really good episode of the Kardashians. And then what kind of predictions do we have for next episode?
Ooh.
Any predictions? We see on the next episode... A flash mob is going to happen.
I'm excited about a flash mob.
Flash mob, and also who's the guardian of, so when, you know, whoever passes away, who will take over the responsibility of the kids.
And I feel like they usually have this conversation when they each get pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
That is tough when you have a bunch of siblings and you have more than one sister.
Yeah.
I think, I don't know who Kim's and Courtney's was, because I remember they had this whole situation when Courtney got pregnant, when Kim got pregnant. That's tough for Khloe because once she's the baby sister.
Yeah.
And she's like, I have like four sisters, one brother.
And what
brother.
Happens if they both, Kim and Khloe go, and Kim and Courtney go, and then Khloe's left with all these
exactly.
kids.
Exactly.
Right?
She's like, now I'm watching everybody's babies. I think maybe, I don't know, I predict
And my
that.
Man.
Okay. I predict that they're going to figure it out, but it is going to be tough because, you know, Khloe and Courtney used to be really close.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Khloe and Kim are getting closer. And then when Kris says to her, who do you want to see your baby with? Like, I can personally see Khloe saying Courtney instead of like the West family. I don't know. But I don't know. I feel like they're going to figure it out.
It's just weird timing because of the feud that is with Courtney.
Yeah.
Courtney's kind of on her own little island, very isolated. And Exactly. Chloe and Courtney used to be the closest among the entire family, and
now they're kind of
a lot has changed.
So I feel like Chloe's answer might even shock Courtney, because she may not even go with Courtney.
Right.
Because her and Courtney used to be really good friends, so I predict that there might be another feud.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if she's like, well, Kylie's making a lot of money right now, so Kylie be my guardian.
She might actually be like, Rob has been taking care of Baby Dream, and he's the most quiet, and he doesn't like the spotlight. Rob is the guardian.
I don't know if Rob would be my first choice. He's had some questionable relationships.
Yeah.
They all have.
He's not making Kylie Bank lip kit money. Mm-mm. He's, you know, doing socks that are on clearance at Nordstrom.
Hey, yeah. But they're all, you know, he's still hustling. He's a Kardashian and he's trying.
I want him to make a comeback. I want him to get on Revenge
Body.
He's like
the little engine that could, but like, you know, just takes a break every other season.
But I think Rob, Courtney, and Kendall are the same. They're not into all of this.
Yeah.
This isn't their thing. Like, if this show was in today, those three would be okay.
Yeah.
They're not into the cameras and the phones, and I think that's fine. Whereas the other sisters...
When you say those three, you're talking about Rob, Kendall, and Courtney.
I think this... They love what they're doing right now, and I think that they're not really into the social media camera in our face 24/7. They don't mind it, but I think Rob especially is like, I need therapy and help, and I don't want these damn cameras following me.
Yeah. He's
the baby. Out of the Kardashians.
Yeah.
He's the baby.
I still consider him the baby.
Yeah. He is. Oh, Rob.
Well, he'll make a comeback one day. I will never forget Hot Rob.
Oh, Hot Rob is hot.
Hot Rob.
Oh, my God.
I want to bring back Hot Rob. He's out there. He's coming back.
Team Hot Rob.
Yes.
Yeah, he needs to be in Revenge Body.
That's what I'm saying.
That'd be a good show with his sister.
Revenge Body Celebrity Edition.
Yeah.
Chloe, I feel like we just gave you an idea.
Yes.
Get your brother. You guys work together.
And... If there can be a Family Feud Celebrity Edition, there can be a Revenge Body Celebrity Edition. Let's do it. Exactly. All right, now let's get into sudden tea time. Kim Kardashian West, y'all. She is back at the White House. She is making prison reform her thing. Similar to her dad, Rob, she's doing her thing behind the scenes and going to the courthouse and trying to get Chris, who has been in prison for almost 10 years. He's 30 years old.
Wow.
And he's sentenced life in prison for marijuana and cocaine possession.
What?
Yeah. So...
Life in prison
over this.
For marijuana and cocaine.
So Kim appeared on Jason Flom's Wrongful Conviction podcast, and this is where she shared that she was speaking with Chris Young, the inmate who's been sentenced life in prison for these marijuana and cocaine possession.
And he's 30.
That's crazy.
So this means he's
in his early 20s.
Sentenced at 20. Because if he's been there for 10 years and he's been... So he was sentenced at 20. So this happened when he was like 19 years old.
Yeah.
And he had pot and cocaine is a little more, you know... not for life. You know, it's a little more serious of a charge, but like to even be in there for 10 years for he was 19. He was a dumb kid that I'm sure was just
trying to
messing with. Yeah, he was with the wrong crowd or whatever the case was. Like,
if Demi Lovato's drug dealer can do an interview on TMZ, I mean, no one should be getting life in prison for cocaine and marijuana.
Right?
Murderers.
Different story.
Something intentional with malice, like
selling drugs 2 years. I just feel like life. So I'm proud that she's doing that, and I'm proud that she's following her dad's footsteps and helping people who need to be helped, because there are good people.
I mean, who would have thought 11 years ago Kim Kardashian would be in the White House, like, making policy changes and helping to, you know, free people from prison.
Exactly, because this is what she did for Alice Marie Johnson, and so she's trying to do for him as she did for Alice Marie, and by the looks of it, she can do it because she's already done it before.
Right.
So it's really incredible that she is not only a beauty mogul and reality star, but she's making some intense changes.
Kudos to her, and I do love that this time she brought Van Johnson with her, because Van's been doing this for over 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I know a lot of people were upset at her at first for doing this because of the person who's in the White House, and they felt like no one, you know, there are people who are actually doing this, mm-hmm. but I love that now she's rallying up the people who have been working behind the scenes and doing this for years. So kudos to Kat.
And look at the game that has been set, or the precedent that has been set with the current president. Like, everyone talks about, like, yes, he's a reality TV star, he's an entertainment personality, and so we needed to match that in mm-hmm. order to yes. make something happen. Like, mm-hmm. unfortunately, that's just where we're at, and some people may not like it or agree with it, but, like, we have somebody that's actually making important policy changes that are impacting a lot of people in a very positive way. And I think that's great. You know, go Kim K, sell your contour kits and yes. free people from jail. Do you, boo.
To freedom!
She's doing it.
And
she's
Nicki Minaj's voice. speaking about Kim KKW and president, it looks like our girl Cardi B, she was hanging out with the Kardashian fans, mm-hmm. her family, right? Cardi and some fans. Cardi was hanging out with the Kardashian fam, and Kim has been doing a lot of things working in the White House and prison reform, and Cardi said to TMZ that if KKW, Kim Kardashian, was to run for president, she would back her and she would be her VP. Who can imagine Kim for president and Cardi for vice president?
You know, at this point, nothing would surprise me.
Right. I'm still thinking Kanye 2020. I know I wonder, I mean, when is he going to start actually... Is he going to be doing that?
He tweeted the other day, and I think he put 2024. He, like, upped the year.
Oh.
Really?
I think I would vote for Kim K over Kanye.
Would you?
Yes. I just think Kanye is, like, the same level of erratic for what the current administration that we have in place, and there would be a lot of, like, tweets and just a lot of, like, manic ups and downs. And look, he's been open about his mental health issues. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think Kim K would definitely...
I don't want any celebrities running for president, but... I agree. If I had to play, I would definitely vote for Cardi B. But speaking about Cardi B...
You would vote for Cardi B?
Of course I would vote for Cardi B. She's from New York. I'm from New York. Represent NYC in the building.
Oh, God.
Not in real life. I don't want any celebrity to ever run for president.
Right.
I want actual people who have the experience.
This is it, you guys. This is American president. It's going to be the new...
And my Kim Kardashian game, and in my fake life, I would totally vote for KKW and Cardi B. But if you guys in here, speaking about Cardi B in New York Fashion Week, my girl Cardi ran up on Nicki Minaj because her and Nicki had, like, a little beef. There's been a lot of tension. They squashed it at first, but it appears that Nicki was, like, throwing jabs at her, talking about her daughter behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Cardi says in her songs, that she said it on Love & Hip Hop, I will run up on a bleep. And she ran up on Nicki Minaj and...
threw her shoe at her.
That was a scene that should have been in Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Okay.
Because, like... all we needed from that Kim and Kourtney fight that we saw at the premiere was a shoe coming right at someone.
So they have all these great memes. So shout out to Cardi B and shout out to KKW.
I can't wait for the Wendy show tomorrow morning. Hot Topics. Oh, I can't wait for that. I can't wait for that show. Shout out, Wendy. Love it.
Love it. And you know what else I love?
What?
Drake's jam in my fans. I know it's old. It's been playing for a few weeks. Do you love me? Are you riding? Say you never ever leave from beside me, cause I want ya and I need ya. But guys, people are saying that Kiki might be Kiki Kardashian, as in Kim K Kardashian.
Right?
KKW, do you guys think that she could be Kiki? People are saying that since that's her nickname and there's like a history with Drake, that, you know, it's very possible that that is who Drake is referring to. And he wasn't talking about, like, a love affair with Kim, but, like, just that he's got love for her.
Right. This is quite the conspiracy. Because I've watched a couple videos of why people think this, and exactly what you said with there's the drama between Drake and Kanye and the whole Pusha T thing, where Pusha T and Kanye are on the same record label. And so when Pusha T threw out that Drake has a child and all that good stuff, that's where, okay, well, maybe... you know, there's a lot more beef behind that, and it's like, oh, are you Kiki? But Kim squashed those rumors real fast.
I don't think she's Kiki. I know the rumors are happening, and, you know, there were rumors that he and her had their thing, but I don't think she's the Kiki that he's speaking of. But there's a few Kikis who try to step up.
We just need to know who is Kiki, who is Becky, like, all these girls. Like, we just need names.
Becky with the good hair. Yes. I mean, yes. I am a Kiki. Kiki.
Well, the real Kiki, stand up.
That's me. Drake was talking about me,
Kiki,
y'all.
Stand up. I love it.
You are kidding me. And actually, Are You Kidding Me is the new show that Kim Kardashian West is executive producing on Facebook Live or Facebook Watch, and that is going to be airing September 22nd. And we have a video, a clip of You Kidding Me. Check it out.
Hey guys, I can't wait for you to see my episode of You Kidding Me only on Facebook Watch. Check out this sneak peek.
We are on our way to go prank my mom at an art gallery.
My kids are going to have an earbud in my ear, and they're going to be telling me what to say. Pray for me. Hi, Lacey.
Say, aren't I gorgeous?
Do it.
Am I gorgeous or what?
She's like,
no. I don't know that she is a featured artist.
One is called Fred Christing.
Oh my god.
I'm crying.
I'm literally gonna pee.
My band.
Poor Chris.
Right.
Oh my god. I love this so much already.
This is amazing.
Don't miss the premiere on September 22nd.
September 22nd.
Follow the show page for new episodes.
Yep, September 22nd on Facebook Watch.
Love this.
So y'all be tuning in?
Oh yeah.
I
want to
see this.
Because I even love, even this season now, I love that they're bringing back the pranking and I love that they're having fun. Because Kim kind of got a little serious after she married Kanye and it was a little much. Mm-hmm. So I love that she's showing her fun side again.
Yeah.
So I love this and I love when they prank Chris is the best thing ever.
She's always the run of the jokes. Like, Chris is always. So
I'm
not
excited.
Only Kim, Chris, Kendall, Courtney, but additional stars such as T.I., Lisa Rinna, and the Bella Twins will be making special appearances.
Yes, nice. So, speaking of special appearances, Kendall Jenner, the very beautiful Kendall Jenner, she was on Jimmy Fallon this week, and she talked about a few things. It is New York Fashion Week, and Kendall is the ambassador of the Longchamp 70th year. She also talked about things like she's obsessed with Stranger Things' Millie Bobby Brown.
Who isn't?
I think we all are. She's amazing. She can do a high kick. She can do a high kick on her friend's head, but kick a bear off of her friend's head. And you know how the family's obsessed with Cardi, and they all do the my voice is too deep. I cannot do it.
You can't.
No, you guys did it
so
perfect.
Oh yeah, you can't do it.
It's too deep. But she says she rarely says it. So I love that she was on the show and she was opening up. And because, you know, Kendall has been in some things recently with the interview with the whole talking about the models. And she's been in some controversy. So I love that she's still coming out and she's doing interviews and just telling people, like, I'm just me. Just me. Love
I'm
me.
Just me and I can kick cans off people's heads.
That's impressive. Hey,
that's a talent.
You go, Kendall.
I'm going to try that.
Jimmy said that he wanted her to do it on the show.
Yeah.
But she had practiced it in her bathroom and, like, fell on her butt and, like, was bruised and got scarred. And she's like, no, I'm going to pass on that.
Gonna have to pass on that.
I was drunk and I got lucky the first time.
Right? Only happens when you're drunk.
Now let's go into the Gram Glam. So Chloe posted a cute AF picture of her mom, Chris, and baby True. And they are channeling their inner Cardi B.
Oh,
look at that.
That is
so
cute. Cutest. First of all,
True
the fact
is
that
so
True
cute.
Has on that little turban.
Yes.
Stop. That is adorable. Oh, mama.
So cute. And then now Kylie actually just was in a pink latex dress, just like Kim. So she's kind of entering her inner Kim. And we also have a picture of Kim wearing the dress as well. And then I want y'all to let me know who wore it best.
Ooh.
Would it be Kylie or Kim? They're both. And there's a third picture, too, with them side by side. And so who do y'all think wore it best?
I like both styles because, to me, like, Kim's wearing, like, I'm in my 30s. I'm showing my cha-chas. I'm grown lady. And Kylie has the, like, body snatched. I'm 21. Right? I like both. It's like, that's my daytime. That's my nighttime.
I think my vote is going to Kylie.
Yours is going to Kylie? I'm going to do Kim.
I'm doing Kim.
Yeah.
Really?
I think Kim looks... like Kim's really rocking it.
She looks
good. Looks great.
She's OG.
She looks great. But
they
both
look amazing.
Yeah. But I think I'm going with Kylie. I just don't love Kim when her hair is pulled back like that.
Yeah.
That's my personal preference, and that's really the only reason I'm voting for Kylie.
She's the OG. And now Kim was actually at 2 Chainz' wedding with Kanye.
I was upset about their outfit choices, but...
Yeah,
very beautiful.
And
wedding.
That's the thing, Kanye sandals, what he's wearing in this picture, that's what he was wearing in the new music video with Lil Pump and how he's.
I hate it.
I'm
so
like,
much.
I hope
so
2 Chainz' wife was like, honestly, stop.
Right?
But it was beautiful.
It so
they
much.
Looked great.
Yes.
But I wasn't
dress.
A fan of
Kim
their...
looked great. I will agree. Kim looked great.
Yes.
Kim looked great, but I wasn't a fan of the color. I like it regularly, but just not at that wedding.
Yeah.
The neon green.
It was just
green.
Very attention-seeking. And when you go to a wedding, you want to be as, like, little, as much under the radar as possible.
Now, going out in Miami, hell yes. She looked amazing.
That's very well said.
But at my wedding, no.
No, yeah. If it's my wedding, I want to be the queen bee and I'm the diva, all eyes on me. Don't come showing up in no neon green outfit with your matching car to go with it. Oh, all the memes were so good.
Yes.
Now, we want to hear from you. Every week we do a Twitter poll, and this week's Twitter question was regarding Courtney and Eunice are back together, so we want to know what y'all think about their relationship. Is it a publicity stunt? Are they meant to be, or are they rebound? And the results are in, and apparently 43% of y'all say he's a rebound.
Ooh. Rebound.
I think I voted rebound too.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, they're not meant to be. That's for sure. I don't think it's a publicity stunt because Courtney doesn't care about publicity.
Yeah, no.
Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe he does, but like, I don't think she would be down for that.
Yeah, I'm surprised they got back together. Honestly.
I'm surprised
they got back together this week, and it's like
Kim and Khloe shading. Yes. And like,
yeah. I'm shocked, but she probably gave him like an earful and probably gave him some rules and was like, "Look, biatch. This is what you will and will not do."
I guess you were sleeping with that hoe on the beach. That's how I feel.
I assume you're mad because of this, but exactly. I mean, I'm really surprised that they got back together. So let's see how long do you think this will last then, if y'all are just thinking it's a rebound situation?
Not long. I mean, no? The cuffing season's coming up. The holidays are coming up. I see this lasting, honestly, until like the beginning of next year when the weather gets a little nicer.
And then she's going to be like, new year, new me, bye.
She's starting 40 next year. So
yeah, hey. I'm just saying. Thank y'all so much for tuning in to Kardashians After Show. And where can everyone find y'all on social?
You guys can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom.
Okay.
I'm Zach Peter. You guys can follow me at Just Plain Zach everywhere on the internet, all the places.
All the places. And y'all can find us again next week. It's 8 p.m. Pacific time. We'll talk more Kardashians, and because we love them all a lot. I'm Rachel Robillard, and y'all can find me on Twitter at @Rach_Robillard. I will be posting another Twitter question, so make sure to check it out, and we will get that answered. See y'all next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.